Baby Souls? Why are you in a wind
tunnel? Hell yeah. What?
Why are you in a wind tunnel?
Yeah.
Because it's windy.
Why are you outside?
Matt, can you podcast from inside a quiet room like a normal person?
Yeah, I will.
Nope, gotta be podcasting from nature.
This Zomboid got an update. I wonder if I should play it again.
This is Matt, coming straight to you from the forest.
Shut up.
I'm sitting on a log.
Hey, a deer. A deer and a wolf with a sword in its mouth.
Ah!
Why are you here?
I don't know. I mean, I played a lot of video games, but...
Oh, but the stupid one we don't want to talk
about.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to Matt about Dark Souls.
Oh, come on. No one wants to hear your Dark Souls. See, even Matt doesn't want to hear it.
Matt, you don't want to talk about Dark Souls?
I'm done with the first one. I want the new one now.
But I rang the second bell, Matt, and I was excited.
Yeah, I did that too, like 2 years ago.
I wanted to talk to you about it!
Did you guys ever play Monkey Poo Slinger?
No.
Okay, that's a game we could talk about.
I think the podcast has already started.
What's that?
I think it already started.
Oh, gosh. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Level Saves Now Playing podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
Danky Kang.
And Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we're going to talk about all the games we've been playing this week. And I guess you want to go into Danky Kang?
Yeah, I got the new Donkey Kong for the Wii U. And
all right.
Oh boy, is that a fun game?
When did that come out? Did it just come out on Tuesday or what?
Yesterday.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, fresh.
So that's what I did last night.
Hot off
and
the presses.
He's got
hot off the presses, straight from Japan.
Fresh
dank.
that fresh dank king. it reminded me. Are you know the minecart levels?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I've realized that those are the Donkey Kong equivalent of lava levels in Mario.
Oh, really?
Where they're pretty, but I want to throw my controller out the window when I'm playing them.
I mean, I think the last Donkey Kong game I played was Super NES, but I still remember those mine levels, though.
Oh, those minecart levels are hellish.
So is this the Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze?
Yep, Tropical Freeze. It's, a bunch of evil penguins have come to the Kong Island and they froze it and stole your bananas.
Video game.
Of course. Some in ice.
Of course.
Of course they have.
Yeah. Tropos.
And it's fun. It's lots of fun.
Is that the goal? Just get all bananas back?
Yeah, you gotta get the bananas back, just like in every game.
That's always the goal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's Retro did it again. They did the last Donkey Kong Country and all the Metroid Prime, so they kind of know what they're doing when it comes to games.
Is what's his face back too? Diddy?
Of course. You got Diddy, you got Dixie, and you can even play as Cranky Kong this time, which is pretty cool.
Who's Cranky Kong?
He's the old ape. Who's actually, he's the Donkey Kong from the original Donkey Kong.
Oh, snap. Okay, that's kind of neat. Well, story.
His teeth are creepy as hell, though. Because he has, like, old man dentures. And they're, like, perfect white. Yeah, it's really creepy.
So, wait. The original Donkey Kong, you know, the one with throwing barrels and jumping over them?
Yeah.
That's the guy you can play as now?
That's Cranky Kong. That's the old man. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
So they actually got a pretty decent story going. It's kind of fun.
It's all canon.
Yeah, it's all canon. It's awesome. It's all part of the original vision.
Penguins, bananas, and everything.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
So how does this, like, do you choose a character before you start a level, or can you, like, change characters in the middle of the level? Or?
Well, you always start off as Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
And he's got his basic, like, roll ability and stuff like that, but you can also pick up these barrels that have the other apes in them. So you pick up Diddy Kong. He's got
just hiding out,
just
like
hanging out in barrels.
In the barrels, getting that Donkey Kong on.
Yeah. Diddy Kong has his little jetpack that lets you float through the air. Dixie Kong, that's the girl. She's got like this ponytail that spins and turns you into a helicopter. And the old ape, he's got like a cane, like an old man does.
He beats people with it.
No, he controls like Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales. Like he hops on his cane like a pogo stick.
Awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And it also, it adds into like a little bit of strategy too, because you need to pick the right helper to like get past certain parts of the level.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. It's like the pogo stick. You can go over like spike pits and stuff, and it doesn't affect you.
Thank you, Kang.
Thank you, Kang. But yeah, no, it's a cool game. I really dig it.
I heard that it actually wasn't selling that well in Japan. Do you have any idea if, I mean, what was the situation when you went to go buy it? Was there tons of copies left?
Do you know what it's like in Japan, Matt? That's what Chris wants to know.
Yes, do you know what it's like? That's exactly what I was asking. Hey, you ever been to Japan? Let's talk about Japan.
No, I haven't.
Japan has Pokemon. Let's talk about Pokemon.
Okay, shut up.
No, they had like two copies left when I went to get it.
Okay. Hmm. I'm just hoping it sells, sells all right, because that Wii U is having some...
No, that's the problem. The thing is that no one has a Wii U, so...
Is going to sell Wii U's?
We'll see. No, I think Mario Kart and Smash Brothers will.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Smash for sure, yeah.
But yeah, I actually ran into a guy at a bar last night, and he's like, oh, you've been playing video games? And I was like, yeah, I've been playing the new Donkey Kong. He's like, oh, I have a Wii U. I was like, oh, so you're the one.
That's you.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one other guy that has one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was... Yeah, no one owns one.
I still want to get
sad.
One. It needs to go down in price. I won't pay that.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Well, they've already put it down in price.
They need to put it down more.
It's the cheapest console on the market.
I don't care.
It's fine. It's fine.
Unless you count the Ouya, because that's a real thing.
No. No one counts that as anything.
No, it's not a real thing. It's garbage.
It's a good emulator machine.
Yeah. It's garbage.
All right.
Well, all right. Now I've been playing... Dumb Ways to Die. Have you heard of this? It's on the App Store?
I have not.
No.
Okay, so one of the kids at my youth group pointed this out to me. He's like, you got to play this game. It's hilarious. So when I first started playing, I was like, I don't understand. So if the first thing I saw was like it shows a button, and it's like, push the button. All right, so I pushed the button. I blew myself up and died. So I was like, what is the point of this game? And basically, like if you've played like a Frobisher
series. I have played this.
Yeah, it's something similar. Like it's all
like,
these little scenes, and it tells you really quickly what to do, and you only have a certain amount of time to do it.
Is this the one where you're in like an office building?
No.
Okay, I played a game like that. You're in like an office building. You just try to kill yourself.
I think 7 minutes to die or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, and you like stick your head in the photocopier or like paper shredder.
No, this one
there's
is
a Shark Tank.
Oh man,
you have three
lives.
Yeah,
there's a Shark Tank.
You have three lives and you're trying not to die. So, like, it'll show you, but it tells you to do these weird things. You don't know what the point of it is until after it's done. So, like, one of the things it'll show you, like, it'll show you a hot dog and it has a squiggly line on it. And it tells you really quickly, put mustard on the hot dog using the squiggly line. Like, and as it's doing it, you only have, like, maybe 5 or 6 seconds to actually do it. So, you have to read it and do it, you know, before the time runs out. And so then you do it. And after you put the mustard on the hot dog, it pulls away and it shows, like, your little guy or whatever. Gives a hot dog to a snake so it doesn't bite him. And so, like, if you don't do that, the snake would have bit you and killed you and took one of your lives.
Snakes love
hot dogs,
man. It's
things like that. One of them, it pops up and it has the word patience, but the letters are all scrambled, so you have to, like, put them back. And if you don't do it, like, if you put patience, it shows a guy who's waiting at a railroad crossing, and he's like, oh, and he just waits and a train goes by. But, like, if you don't do it correctly, then he gets mad and goes around and gets hit by the train and gets killed.
Oh, that game got dark real quick.
It's all you do is like you die constantly in all these crazy ways. It's like a kid's version of A Thousand Ways to Die.
Okay.
But it's like A Thousand Ways to Die, the video game.
Sounds a lot like WarioWare as well.
It's
yeah.
The game though is hilarious. I'm playing it every time I'm just laughing so hard while I'm playing this game. It's so ridiculous.
So it's on the App Store.
Yeah, and on top of that, if you get a score of 800, it unlocks a music video that you'll love. there's a music video to this funny game.
Well, I just
I gotta get this.
I just finished downloading it, so.
Okay, it's fun. As soon as the music starts, you'll be like, oh no, I know what I'm in for. Goofy, goofy game.
Sounds like it. So what else have you been playing?
And I played The Plan.
The Plan. I played the plan too. We played The Plan.
What's the plan?
The plan is to go get that Danky Kang. Us three amigos, let's go get the Danky Kang. I live in Colorado now, you know, so.
So we can't get it.
I'm just saying, come over here to Danky Kang land. Ain't no problem over here in Danky Kang.
All right, so the plan
is... that game's going to sell like gangbusters over there.
You know, real quick, I saw a news article of, you know, they've got marijuana places all around here, but there was a girl that was selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, like, broke records in an hour.
Future millionaire.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
yeah, that's kind of brilliant.
It's like the best. Oh, wait. I'm stoned out of my mind. And yep, I do want some Girl Scout cookies. How about a case?
That was the funniest thing I saw. I was like, look at that.
What a genius. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The Plan. It's a free game on Steam. Mm-hmm. And you're a fly. That's what it is. You're a fly. It's actually a really pretty game. And it starts off and you're a fly and you start flying around.
It's like a housefly.
Yeah, you're a housefly and you're outside, and as you're flying around, you're getting pushed around by wind. You're trying to dodge leaves that are falling off trees. There's spider webs that can get you.
Yep.
What?
It's really weird.
But doesn't it look good, though? Or is it just me?
I thought it looked great. It's extremely pretty. Like, I'll give it that. There's not a lot to it except for, like, the background.
Yeah, and it'll only take you maybe 10 minutes at the very most to play.
The description is, a fly ascends to the skies, pondering the pointlessness of its brief existence.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's basically a giant joke, too.
Yeah, it's a stupid game, Barry, and it doesn't make any sense.
It's great. You like puns. You would love it. That game is one big pun.
It was fun. I guess. I don't know. It was enjoyable while it lasted, but it didn't make any sense. Can we spoil it since it's only like 5 minutes and talk about how dumb it is and how cool it is at the same time?
I don't know. Okay, why not? It's like what spoilers? It's like it's only 10 minutes long, anyways.
Yeah. So you start out on the ground and you just start flying, and then you do get caught by like a web, and you're like, oh no, a web, and you get away, and then you start flying into heaven, Barry.
You're not
going
to heaven.
You are going. It takes you to space and to heaven.
All right, Chris is an idiot. You just fly really high and you're above trees, and there's a light coming down. And as the farther you go, the light gets brighter, and there's pretty music going, and it's just a light bulb.
It's not just. You definitely go to space.
It's a light bulb, and you run into the light bulb and get killed by it.
There is no. That it was space.
That's the game.
You went to space. And also, what the heck is a light bulb?
Game of the year.
Like, above the
It's a porch light.
It's above the treetops.
It's a very tight. The treetops in the background. You don't know.
It's like a street light.
Above the treetops? You're in a forest. Yeah.
So it might be like your cabin's built on a hill.
Okay, my bad. I forgot that you also go into space, so the light bulb is in space.
You don't go
into... space. Play this game.
You say space one more time with Smash.
Space.
Yep, there it is.
Fly to space, guys.
Okay, no, you don't fly to space.
You do.
Oh, but you want to hear about some real space stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Star I love space. Wall.
Star What's Wall. That? You are galactic space fighting narwhal whales.
Yes!
It is so great. So, it's a local multiplayer game, and all you do is you can take control of your whale, and your whole point is to stab the other whales in the heart.
Yes!
And so, like, you first start off, you can change your whale a little bit, so I became, like, devil burrito narwhal. So I had like little devil horns. I was wrapped in a burrito, but I also had a lightsaber for my for my horn. And that's how I went around stabbing fools. And so you use like
up this on PC?
Yeah, Steam. Anybody can run this thing. It's really easy. There's four players. It puts you in a very small area. and the whole point is just to like kind of maneuver yourself in order to, you know, to stab the other players. And it gets like fast and frantic, and you're bouncing off the walls, and like it's actually really rad. Like, I was only playing by myself against the computer, but if you had four people playing this thing, it would be an absolute blast.
It sounds like just heaven.
Yeah. So it's like you use like the up, left, and right arrows. Like, that's it. And so, like, you know, the left arrow spins you counterclockwise, the right arrow spins you clockwise, and the up arrow makes you go forward. You go forward fast. So when, like, you're using this stuff, you're, like, you're throwing yourself off the walls and bouncing off everything. And there's, like, a couple different modes. There's, like, multiple different levels you can play on. It's still only in early access, so there's still more stuff coming.
Cool, cool.
But, yeah, I played that for, I don't know. I mean, I played for maybe, like, half hour or so last night. It's the same thing over and over, and playing by yourself, it's not great. But when I first started playing, I was like, wow, like, this game is much more than I thought it would be, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot
plus
of
narwhals are bitching.
That's what I'm space narwhals. Star
Wars.
That's what they're called, Star Wars.
That's awesome.
Put a lightsaber on your face and go stab somebody.
The tagline is just the tip, by the way.
Yep, just the tip.
Yes. That sounds delightful.
Video games, ladies and gentlemen.
It's pretty cool. I'm not sure how much it is on Steam. I think it's like
$10.
$10. There you go.
I'm just looking.
Too expensive.
Too much for space narwhals?
Way too much for space narwhals.
I mean, if you have somebody to play with, this game is the jam. If they had like multiplayer, like online multiplayer, I'd be so over it.
I think they'll probably add that.
You think that? Why do you think that? Do they tell you something?
It's an early access still.
And plus, it's not made by Nintendo, so they'll probably have online play.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just go look at the pictures of this.
Yeah, I'm going to put it's those so great. Up with the podcast. I found the featured image.
bunches of discs attacking each other? Or they're all going after one disc?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's got to have Star Wars in it.
Yeah, and then you could also, like, taunt the other players by pressing the down arrow. And, of course, it's just, like, whales talking to each other. Yeah, it's just your taunt's like, wee, 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 wee. That's it. Like, that's all your taunt is. And then also when, like, you've killed another one of the whales, when you stab them in the heart enough, like, they explode.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like this game.
They explode and it's glittery and there's triangles going everywhere and once you know Star Wars, you know that's what happens
yeah,
when they
Star
die.
Wars.
It must, they're full of triangles sense. And glitter.
It's space.
Yeah.
With narwhals.
Yeah, and the stab and the glitter.
But then you could like make you could have like cat narwhal with angel wings. Yep.
Shut up, Barry. You've already sold me on this game.
Yeah, just shut up. I'll spend the $10. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. Starwall, just the tip. That's it. All right, Chris, what else you want to talk about? What you been playing?
I've only been playing basically Dark Souls.
Okay.
We can talk
about
that.
You can talk
about
it. Go for it.
Let's talk about the Dark Souls.
I'll do something else for 10 minutes.
You guys are so nice. I appreciate it. You know, all the hard work I do, you know, putting the podcast together and having a good time, you know, with you guys. I really appreciate it.
I hope you're recording it, because I'm not.
I am. Of course I am.
Oops.
See, Barry, this is what I'm talking about.
Take
always
the rest
on
of the
top
day
of
off.
It. Always on top of it. So I rang the second bell, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saved by the bell?
Yes, the save by the bell. I rang him all the time.
Can we play that game?
That's the bell in Sen's Fortress, I think?
No, the bell to get to Sen's Fortress.
Okay. Yeah,
I had to kill.
Up. Okay.
I had to kill the spider lady, so I summoned several people to come help me out. So I felt really dumb in Dark Souls because apparently at the bottom of Light Town there is a bonfire, just kind of chilling.
Yeah. Over inside of like a little tunnel.
I had no idea. I walked by that about at least 50 times, just walked straight by it, not even knowing that it was there until someone else's game. And I'm like, what the heck are they farting around over there for? What are they
what are they hanging out doing?
Yeah, what are they doing over there? It's like, we got to go kill the queen thing over here. We got to go kill the spider lady. Nope. So I felt really dumb.
I was going to hang out at this bonfire.
Yeah. I found the bonfire and then almost immediately afterwards went and killed her, rang the second bell. And then apparently below her is hell. I did not.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Just lava everywhere. And as soon as you get the lava to harden, it's full of demons.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's
great. And then there's that giant demon that's like chasing you throughout the whole thing when you're going up top. So you didn't get there yet?
Which, maybe. I don't know. Like, I killed a giant flaming demon guy, and that hardened the lava so that I could walk on it.
Okay.
And then after that, like, the first two bosses, or, you know, some of the early bosses, the Capper demon and the Taurus demon, there's just, like, eight of those just chilling at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like, a ton of Capper demons.
Yeah.
Aren't they adorable?
What? No, they're not. In fact, they're awful.
It's like, oh, the first one took me 3 hours to kill, but now you're going to have me fight eight at once. Okay.
Yeah, sure. That's no problem.
That's fair.
They seem,
thanks, Japan.
I mean, they seem a little weaker, but I'm not sure if that's because my character's stronger or if they've...
That's what it is.
Is it... They're just the same?
Yeah, they're the same. You've just leveled up since then.
Oh, man.
Okay, can I just break it real quick? While you guys were talking, I was going through the Steam store.
Uh-huh.
And this is why I love Steam, because I just came across Ninja Cats versus Samurai Dogs.
All right, yeah.
That sounds awesome. Talk about it.
What I'm telling you. I don't know. I just saw it, and I was like, I have to tell them about
how
this.
How much does it cost?
$350.
Hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Anyway.
Yes.
That's reasonable.
Matt, I decided not to take on all those Capper demons because I was not nearly strong enough. I killed one.
No, summon some people and then do it.
No. I was like, nah, son. I killed one by myself and said, no, this ain't happening. I used like all my magic to do it. And I was like, anyway. And right now I'm trying to go through Sen's Fortress. And that's...
With the snake people.
Yeah, snake people. That's real fun too. There's Shiva snake and regular snake.
I love Sen's Fortress.
Really?
Yeah, once you get the hang of it and know the layout, it's a breeze.
Yep, the problem was I didn't know where the bonfire was up at the top, so I just kept going, kind of expecting to find it somewhere, and got past a bunch of stuff, and then there's just like this dude, just like regular knight. He's not super impressive looking or anything, but he's just chilling.
He looks like an onion. He's the onion guy.
Not the onion knight. No. Just a knight. He's on the stairs. He slaughtered me. It was awful. And
I thought you were talking about the NPC that you could like recruit.
No, not him.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, that's as far as I've gotten. I haven't been able to make it back up to the top again because I've only made it past that. There's a real skinny rail with these axes that are just you know,
swinging
back and forth. And walk across it, and they're going real fast, and it's real skinny. So I only made it past that thing once. Every other time, I just get hit by it. I'm like, God dang it. Lost everything.
And there's guys shooting arrows at you, too, so that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
God, I haven't played this game in forever, but I remember everything.
Well, you have to remember everything, because that's the only way to get...
It's so vivid.
It's like a nightmare. It's all... You know what I was
thinking?
I have,
like, flashbacks.
It's extreme, like... It's like a roguelike with progress. Or not roguelike with progress. I'm talking... Of course it's a roguelike with progress. That's stupid. It's one of those games where it's like... you... Kind of like Minecraft. Where you start out, you know, and if you die, you lose everything. Except this one, you know, you continue on eventually. Eventually you break to, like, new chapters. It's almost as if they...
And it's got an actual story.
Yeah. Sort of. Is there really a story to Dark Souls, though?
Yeah, you have to take out Gwyn.
Yeah.
Oh. And Gravelord Nito, who is totally Nito. He's a giant pile of skulls with a sword made of skulls.
That does sound pretty Nito.
Yeah, that's a tough fight.
I haven't... Man, I've still got so...
He's like one of the later bosses.
So how far in the game am I at Sen's Fortress?
Halfway.
About halfway?
Yeah, about halfway.
All right, that sounds good.
Did you go to the catacombs yet?
I did visit the catacombs for quite some time, and...
Yeah, those aren't fun.
You know, not that difficult, because... All right, so, Barry, just so you know, in the catacombs, there's skeletons that attack you, and when you kill them, they only stay dead for, like, 15 seconds. And then they come back.
And then they come back.
Okay.
And so they'll, like, attack you in sets of threes or fours. the only way to get them to permanently die is to, one, kill, like, the summoner that's nearby. He's not very strong. Well, I take that back. If he hits you with his magic, you're going to get screwed up. But you can usually kill him pretty quickly. The other way is to just kick the skeletons off the cliff.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of cliffs nearby. So that's what I always did, was try to just get one-on-one scenarios and kick them off the cliffs. I'm like, okay, now I don't have to worry about you.
All right, so you're in the catacombs. But have you gone to Anolondo yet?
Anolondo. I made it. God, where is
that? That's after you... Wow, where was that? You beat the... I think it's you beat the guy with the giant hammer on top of Sen's fortress.
I have not done that. No, I've not...
Okay, you're not gonna have fun in Anolondo.
All right, we gotta put a cap on this Dark Souls talk.
Oh, damn it!
We were actually having fun, Barry.
Yeah, I was having fun too, playing a game, not listening to you guys.
I know, I saw.
I'm
that.
Reminiscing. I'm having fun telling war stories here.
So yeah, the giant on top.
Oh gosh, I was being serious.
He hit me once, and I'm like, nope, not fighting him. And I just walked.
You have
away.
To though.
So, all right, Barry, okay, that's what fun. Do you want to talk about?
I don't care anything but Dark Souls.
All right. Hey, Matt, let's talk about Pokemon for a little while.
I'd rather hang myself.
Well, I've been playing that. I only played one game of it, but that Orion Dino Horde.
What?
Orion Dino Horde. It's on sale for Steam. It's usually $15 on Steam, but it's on sale this weekend for $1. And you could buy a 4-pack for $3, so you can give it away to some friends. So that's what I did.
Oh, cool.
And so I started playing it this morning while Chris was downloading it. It's got, like, I would say over, like, 10 multiplayer modes, but I played survival. And so basically what this game is, it's take the game Halo and take out all the aliens and put in dinosaurs.
Yes.
Oh, the dinosaur game.
Yeah, that's all this game is. Like, because there's, like, these warthog-type-looking vehicles, and you can jump in, and someone could jump on the back with, like, it has, like, the mini turret on it, and you drive around, you shoot dinosaurs, and there's pterodactyls swooping out of the sky, there's velociraptors chasing you down, triceratops comes in and starts smashing stuff up. And it's done in waves, so, like, as soon as it starts, you have to go, like, protect, like, this,
So it's like a horde mode.
Yeah, well, that's one of the modes I played. There's a bunch of other ones, though. And I played like the horde type mode where you gotta go, like, you go and you turn on this generator. Once you turn on the generator, you can now, like, go and get weapons and armor and stuff like that. And after every wave, you're allowed to go do that because, like, more and more dinosaurs come in.
Nice.
So, yeah, I only played it for a little bit, but I was like, oh my gosh, there's dinosaurs coming in everywhere.
Why wasn't that game a thing when I was a kid?
I know.
Like, I was obsessed with dinosaurs when I was a kid.
You can get, like, tanks and stuff. Dude, I'm gonna take out a Triceratops with a tank.
I used to play that with G.I. Joes and dinosaur toys, like, in my backyard. Come on. That's,
yeah.
I want to meet whoever made that and shake his hand.
Well, when I first picked this up, so I was hoping it would be, like, Dino Riders. I was hoping, like, I'd be able to ride a dinosaur as, like, a vehicle of war, but no, it didn't happen. But one day there'll be a game where I can jump on a Velociraptor's back, and this Velociraptor has chain guns strapped to it.
Good luck with that. You'll break its back.
It's okay. That's the part that's not real.
They're very tiny velociraptors.
Okay, that's the part that's not real. Not the chain gun strapped to a velociraptor.
It's but the fact that you would kill it.
I would break its back by riding it.
They're very small.
Gosh.
They're like 2 feet tall.
Matt's like, I'll totally accept the chain guns strapped to a velociraptor, but you riding
that's
it.
That's fine.
That is fake.
That is not canon. I don't know. It's scientifically impossible.
Okay. Well, I want to see the chain guns then. I want to see chain gun raptor.
I don't think they can carry them. That's the thing.
Okay. Well, then put it on a triceratops. Here, let me ride that.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. That'll be fine.
Put cannons on it'll be like a pirate ship.
I will accept this.
You ride it around and shoots cannons from its side. I don't know. That just seems like a $1 million game to me. I don't know why it's not out yet.
Sorry, I went all science nerd on you.
Right. but cannon triceratops.
Yes. All about it.
Possible.
Tricannotops?
Tricannotops.
Hey-o.
That's a good one.
That's all right, yeah.
I made a funny joke yesterday.
What was
you know the hamburger chain In-N-Out?
Yeah, that place is delicious.
It is. And so we were at Tommy's, and we were talking about In-N-Out. Tommy's is a chili burger place.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if In-N-Out made another, like a, its own kind of chili burger, another chili place, they could call it Chillin' Out. Oh, come on, Chris. You don't like that?
I did. Okay. I did.
That was good.
I was proud of it. I thought you'd like
that. That is pretty good.
Okay. That's it.
That's okay. That's not a bad pun, Barry.
Okay.
I'm glad.
I'm a T-Rex with guns in my hand.
Is that it for the week? Is that it for this week?
I think that might be.
I'm playing Horizon. I'm gonna finish my review of it today. It's not as bad as I first thought, but
still not as good as you'd hoped.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
Yeah. I wasn't able to play Titanfall, by the way. I guess terrible. That's not really anything to talk about, other than I just couldn't get it in time.
Why?
So I just couldn't get it in time. Like I downloaded it, and then when I had some spare time, the beta was over.
Spare time? When you download it, you go and play it. There's no.
Go to work, Barry.
Call in.
I'm not doing that. I'm.
You tell them.
Stand by for Titanfall.
Click.
Hey, Barry, have you felt the void in your life since the beta ended?
Yeah.
Because I have.
Yeah. There's like, seriously, like, you know that first beginning music when you're in a dropship and it's like, dun, and everything starts,
yep.
Dropship thing starts, the door starts open? I pictured that during the week one time because I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, man, that game is good. I can't wait till it comes out. Yeah. All I want to do is jump out of a dropship and start shooting people.
Do I really buy an Xbox One for this? Do I have to?
It's Chris, it's pretty good.
Pretty good. pretty good.
I'm just about to buy a PS4, like real soon, Barry.
Do it!
And Infamous is coming out in like a couple weeks
after that. Yes, sir.
And it's not Titanfall.
It may not be Titanfall.
No, I'm sure it's still going to be an excellent game. That game was hella fun when I played it at CES. So.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. I think I'm going to try and play it.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I love me some Infamous.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I just haven't had a game that grabbed me like Titanfall in a long time. And the fact that game, there's like nothing in that beta, and I was still like, I got to play Titanfall.
Yeah.
It makes me like, geez, like, what's going to be like when there's like 14 maps and all this extra stuff?
Okay, so answer this question, because when I was editing the podcast last time, I was trying to find some videos of gameplay. So, like, you know, I just ripped that audio and put it in there, and that was cool. But it kind of, and don't lynch me here, but it looked like Call of Duty with jetpacks and robots.
Like it looks like that until you actually play it.
It plays a lot like that.
It's very fast, but it moves fast. You at a glance, you're like, oh, it looks like Call of Duty until you have a controller in your hand and you feel how this game feels.
I guess, yes. Maybe that's
way different. Cause as you're playing it, it's not just like, oh, I gotta run across the stairs. I gotta run across this bridge. It's like you look and you're like, there's a million places I can go. I can run up that wall, jump in that window. I can throw. You know, what I mean, there's everywhere you look at, you can go with a hop, skip, and a jump.
And that's
not just like.
That was the big difference that I was noticing. Yes, that seemed pretty cool. But just like an encounter with like one person versus one person looked almost identical to a Call of Duty encounter. So much
well,
so
it's a first person shooter. That's what it's going to look like.
It's different. How do I say this? Even when you die,
you're wrong.
Even when you die, there's like the same exact like angle watching the person that killed you for a second, and then it goes into kill cam, and it's like, oh, you're dead. Start over.
Yeah, I liked kill cam. That just because it shows me how I died. I don't know. The thing is, I've never been able to get into any Call of Duty multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's never. I've been playing. I'm like, no, not for me. I played Titanfall, and I was like, yes, this is exactly what I need.
Yep.
What Austin had said one time too was like this is like a first person shooter for people that aren't good at first person shooters.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, you know I mean, because it does all these different things to give you the advantage. You don't have to be like so twitchy and skilled in shooting. Like you can be a little bit more strategic. There's a million ways to get into a building or a room.
Okay.
You know, and there's also like there's things like the smart pistol. Like the pistol automatically aims all over somebody. So all you have to do is wait till it locks on and pull the trigger and you kill him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
All right.
So
All right.
I don't know. Like I said, you have once you play, you might feel differently. But for me, I can never get into a Call of Duty multiplayer at all. And I play Titanfall, and I'm just like, I want more.
Yep. I can't wait for March 11th.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Speaking of multiplayer games, I can't wait for Tuesday. That Garden Warfare comes out.
Oh.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
It looks so much fun. It's got a dolphin gun and like spike plants. Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's going to be a cool game.
I just want to play as the plants. You know what I've always wanted? It's just like those like little plant toys they have.
Yeah, they're fun.
Those things are so cute. I just want all of them.
Collect them all.
Those are the only things I wouldn't put up any kind of action figures in my office except for the plants from Plants vs. Zombies.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think those, dude? That sunflower is the cutest thing in the world.
I'm sure.
Yes,
it
is.
Big old smile on its face, and it's just rocking its head back and forth.
But would you want
always
it
in a good mood?
Would you want it to rock its head back and forth like your little,
yep,
action figure, yep, your doll?
Yes, and I'd want it to rain sun from the sky. For me.
Yes.
What if it just occasionally just like lit up?
Yeah,
just, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That would actually be. I would actually really like that.
Imagine you're just working along, and then all of a sudden your little sunflower starts bobbing its head and it lights up. You're like, oh, man, what a good day.
Oh, man. Did you guys play Plants vs. Zombies 2?
Yes.
No, and yes.
Yes, no, I have. It's lots of fun.
You know what? I enjoyed it. I liked the changes they made, but I think the UI is a little weird, honestly.
It's just, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that. It's just more, Plants vs. Zombies.
Well,
whatever.
What were you playing on?
I don't, what do you mean?
Like an iPad or an iPhone or what?
My iPhone.
Okay. So, yeah, I was playing on my iPod Touch, same basic thing, and it just seems too small. Like my fingers are too fat for this one. It seems like they shrunk things down.
You got little sausage fingers.
Yes, I do have sausage fingers. No, it seems like they shrunk like some of the UI stuff down. So like selecting a plant seems a lot harder than it used to be, or digging up a plant. You have to tap it 2 or 3 times to get it to work right.
You just got fat hands. You can't handle it.
No, Plants vs. Zombies 1 didn't have fat hands problem.
Well, they realized that a lot of people just played Plants vs. Zombies and ate food, so they got fat, so they wanted to punish them with the sequel.
Wow.
I hate you, Matt.
No fatties.
I'd really like to see that game on something else, though. Like, I just don't want to play it on my iPod Touch. I want to play it on the Vita or something.
You'll get it eventually. Yeah. Probably not for the Vita, though.
What? They put Plants vs. Zombies 1 on the Vita. They put Plants
vs.
Zombies
launch title.
1 on Toaster, so whatever.
That was a launch title, and then, you know, the Vita didn't sell, so they're not going to go back. They're done.
Toaster Vita?
No. Toaster Vita. The PlayStation Toaster.
I would buy one.
A PlayStation-branded toaster? It's got
Drake goes on. Nathan Drake goes on your toast, like a little silhouette.
If you subscribe to PlayStation Plus, it like gives you extra toast. You don't know where it's coming.
Yeah,
from.
You get
just every
just shows up one day.
Yeah, like an extra piece of bread comes out. Like, where did this come from? Oh, cool.
Yeah, you just have to order the special bread drive, and it just comes out.
Occasionally, it just gives you like random pieces of bread you never tried before. Like,
yeah.
Let's try toasting rye. How about
honey wheat? This is delightful.
Yeah, gluten-free bread. Here you go.
I think we talked about this a long time ago on Save Game Plus.
What, a PlayStation branded toaster?
No, like sticking things to your console, like a nacho maker.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I just want more video games on mine.
I want extra stupid video games with my video games.
Taryn had beer station. I had nacho station. Chris was like, I just want to play games.
Yeah, bro. Video games.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, let's play.
Right, I think that's it. I don't think we played a lot of more games than that this week.
No.
No.
I'll try to play something other than Dark Souls next week, but I...
Seriously, why are you even here? No one wants to hear about your Dark Souls. Why don't you play something new?
Barry, I have to beat Dark
Souls. Matt's like, hey, I just got a game yesterday. Brand new Donkey Kong. Chris is like, I've been playing Dark Souls for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't have expendable income.
I just gave you Dino Horde.
And I will play Dino Horde with you. If
Ninja Cat,
if just
Samurai
let me stop doing this podcast, we can go play Dino Horde.
Okay. You want to play Dino Horde, Matt?
No.
Oh. I'm not sure.
I have to go to work.
Would run it.
Oh, okay.
It looks kind of intense, Matt.
Yeah, my computer probably can't run it.
So. Intense dinosaur game.
You enjoy your Danky Kang, though.
Oh, I will when I get home from work.
It's going to be a lot of Danky Kang up at PAX Prime. Because...
Danky Kang!
Because, you know...
Danky Kang!
We just stop.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Take us away, Chris.
Okay, if you like this podcast, go...
do we got anything?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Go review us on
still
iTunes.
Waiting, but... Give us a 5-star review, and I will read it on the air.
Exactly.
I promise.
You can also visit levelsave.com, which is what keeps the lights on. Thanks, Greg Miller.
No, I keep the lights on.
You keep the lights on. Go give your praise to Barry, then, because he's the one that keeps the lights
up.
On. Go to barryvillatoro.barryvillatoro and comment on this section.
You're the worst. Right
now. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow Barry at I Am Weapon. Matt is at The Real Matt C, and I am at Snickle Socks. Mm-hmm. If you have any comments, questions, or anything, just comment on this article, give us a review on iTunes, whatever you would like. Thanks and goodbye.
Mick Poopy Butts.
Peace out.
Video games are dumb.
What is the Mick Poopy Butts?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
It just pooped in your head?
It just pooped in your head.
Yeah. Just, you know, just stream of consciousness podcasting. Just whatever comes into your head, you say it. It's kind of a bad idea.
Is that how podcasting works?
I think so. You're just blasting out.
I've been doing it wrong.
No, Chris, that's all you have.